so critically acclaimed.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Not So Critically Acclaimed podcast. I'm Laura, and for this week's podcast episodes, we're going to be talking about Euphoria. Now, I have to be completely honest and tell you guys that I didn't really think I would ever talk about this show on my podcast, just because I wasn't a huge fan of it when it came out. I thought it was a bit overrated, but I feel like my attitude has changed towards it with now watching season two, and obviously everyone has been talking about it since season two just finished last week. So I thought I would join in the conversation and just, you know, jump on the bandwagon. So let's talk about Euphoria if you haven't seen it. So this is the part one episode reminder where if you haven't seen the show, you can just get a background about, you know, who's in it, what's it about, and hear kind of any relevant stories from my own experience watching the show. And then part two, which will happen later in the week, that'll have spoilers and we'll have all my opinions and whatnot. So Euphoria, like I said, is only two seasons so far. It's an HBO original series and you can stream it on HBO Max. So even though season two just aired, it actually premiered back in 2019, which is crazy because that's through almost 3 years ago. Like, it premiered in June of 2019. And I had only first started hearing about the show, though, a few months later in the fall of my senior year of college, and only because of the makeup. I knew that there were these over-the-top glitter makeup looks on the show, and that was like all the rage. And I actually remember having a conversation with this girl who was in an organization I was a part of at Emory called Her Campus, which is kind of like a college version of Cosmo, where we write articles about, you know, all sorts of things like fashion, health, lifestyle, beauty, whatever. And so this one girl was telling me how she wanted to write an article like detailing her experience wearing Euphoria inspired makeup for a week. Like, it was going to be, you know, oh, I wore Euphoria inspired makeup every day this week and this is what happened. I don't remember if she actually did it, but I remember like that was the one big component that I knew about the show, was like glitter makeup. These girls are just wearing, I mean, not even the girls, also the guys sometimes were just having these over the top glitter and like jewels on their face for makeup, and it was a lot of fun. And everyone was like trying to recreate it in some capacity. And so the only other things that I knew about the show were that Zendaya and Jacob Elordi were in it. Like, obviously everyone knew Zendaya at that point. And Jacob Elordi had come to fame too, because the last year in 2018 was when the first Kissing Booth movie came out. But otherwise, I didn't really pay much attention. Like, I didn't know anything about the show. None of my friends watched it. And it wasn't until the summer of 2020 during the pandemic when I decided to give it a try. I will say I was very caught off guard because I just didn't know what it was about. Like, I knew it was on HBO, so I should have known better, but I was just really not expecting the amount of nudity and profanity and heavy and intense content that was on the show and like what the base of the show was about. That being said, after I watched season one, I didn't really love it. Like I said, I thought it was a little bit overrated. I didn't really get the hype. So I didn't think I was going to bother watching season two. And so, like, fast forward a bit to the end of 2020 and beginning of 2021, they aired these like two specials that came out, and I didn't bother watching them because, again, I like didn't really care so much about the show. And then fast forward now again to January though of this year, and season two came out. And being on TikTok and in the know with everything going on with TV, like, I could not escape the Euphoria videos. Just like the amount of videos that were using audio clips from the show, or, you know, doing the makeup trends again, or sharing their opinions or anything. Like, naturally, just because everyone was talking about it, I felt like I needed to join in, like I said. So I binged the whole second season last week, and I feel like it definitely grew on me. Maybe, you know, now that I actually knew what to expect and wasn't just like completely caught off guard by everything else that's like kind of the surface level stuff, I was able to, you know, oh, not like take that at face value, you know, kind of just like, oh yeah, I expect that, like, that's nothing so abrupt anymore. So I will say, like, having watched season two, I think I really don't even honestly remember season one that much because I watched it so long ago. And I probably should have rewatched season one before watching season two. But I actually liked season two, I think, better. Maybe because, like, certain characters had more FaceTime than they did in season one. And I like those characters more. And it has been renewed for season three. And I'm eager to see what happens. So that was kind of my experience watching the show. Now, I touched upon two cast members already, but we'll dive in a little bit further. So obviously, like I said, Zendaya plays the lead, Rue. No introduction needed. Everyone loves Zendaya. She started out on Disney, on Shake It Up, and then Casey Undercover. And then, of course, more recently has been in the Spider-Man movies. Jacob Elordi plays Nate Jacobs, and he's really well known for the Kissing Booth franchise. And he was also in that movie, Two Hearts, that everyone was, like, sobbing over for a hot sec on TikTok like maybe 6 months ago. Then we have Sydney Sweeney, who plays Cassie. She was in the show Everything Sucks. She's had recurring roles in The Handmaid's Tale, and she was in The White Lotus and also Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Then we have Maude Apatow, who plays Lexi. Now, she has more of a minor role in season one, but more of a main role in season two. And before Euphoria, she was in some episodes of Girls and the show Hollywood, as well as the movie The King of Staten Island. And then she's had some minor roles in a bunch of comedies like Knocked Up, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, This Is 40, etc. And that's because they were directed and produced by her dad, who's Judd Apatow, and then her mom starred in them, and her mom was Leslie Mann. So that's just, you know, a fun fact. I had no idea, like, I didn't know that first of all, I didn't even know that they were married. Second of all, I didn't know that they had, you know, daughters who were in the industry. So that was a fun fact to learn. Then there's Alexa Demi, who plays Maddie. She was in the show Ray Donovan, Love, and an episode of The OA. Barbie Ferreira plays Kat, and she was in the movie Unpregnant, which I think was like a Hulu original that came out last year or the year before, maybe. Then some more like recognizable names. We have Eric Danes, who plays Cal Jacobs, and you of course know him as Mark Sloan from Grey's Anatomy. He also was in the show The Last Ship, as well as Marley and Me, Valentine's Day, and Burlesque. And actually, fun fact, if you've been following me on TikTok for a while, you know that I've been watching The Wonder Years, and I finally finished a few weeks ago. But when I was looking at Eric Danes's filmography, it said that he was in The Wonder Years, like in an episode, and I read the title of the episode, and then it definitely like triggered my memory, because most of the episode titles, there's no way I would have remembered it, but this one was literally Nose, and it was one of the later episodes where this girl has like a big nose, and it's this whole thing about her. But he was in it, and so like I had to Google like Eric Danes in The Wonder Years, and I saw the picture, and I could see it, the resemblance, but it was hard to see, honestly. Like if you really look, like if you were looking at this guy and said like, oh, that is Eric Danes, you'd be like, oh, I could see it. But if you didn't know, I feel like you wouldn't have been able to tell, because I definitely didn't. And I'm usually really good about that. Then we also have Storm Reid, who plays Gia. She was in the movie 12 Years a Slave, A Wrinkle in Time, The Suicide Squad, and then the show The Bravest Knight. Then someone who has more of a minor role in season one, but more front role, I guess, in season two, and I feel like you will recognize from a lot of things, that's Austin Abrams, who plays Ethan. So he was in Paper Towns, The Walking Dead, he had a recurring role on This Is Us, and then he starred in Dash and Lily and Chemical Hearts. And then we have two other actors who this is more of their like breakout role. They haven't really been in much else, but they are big characters in the show. And that's first Hunter Schafer, who plays Jules, as well as Angus Cloud, who plays Fezco. Okay, so those are all the cast members for Euphoria. It's quite a large cast now that I'm like running through it. But let's kind of get into the plot of Euphoria. So technically, it is a teen drama as it deals with the very intense things that go on with a group of high school students. But It is very different from other shows in the genre, as it is insanely more mature. And even though, like, it's about teenagers, I don't necessarily think it's meant for teenagers to watch, at least not younger teenagers. Like, I feel like that can be the definition of teen dramas. It can be either be, like, technically a show about teenagers that also then can be a show that might not be about teenagers, but most of the time it still is, that is meant to be watched by teenagers. But I feel like there can also be shows that are about, like, people in their 20s that's really meant for people in their teenagers to, like, in their teen years to watch too. But my point is that even though this show is about teenagers, it's not like only teenagers would watch it. There's plenty of older people who watch it, and honestly, that would make more sense, because a lot of the topics included are heavy. And I mean, it's just a very mature show, not just in terms of, like, language, violence, profanity, nudity, all of that, but, like I said, also the topics in which the show touch upon. And I mean, if you're a younger viewer, you may not actually, like, totally understand the impact of some of the storylines. So I would just, like, say proceed with caution when watching the show. But let's get into the details. So our main character is Rue, who is played by Zendaya, and she is a 16-year-old girl in high school who lost her father a few years earlier and since then has become addicted to drugs. Now, Rue lives with her single mom and younger sister, Gia, and the two of them are very focused on trying to do everything in their power to keep Rue clean after coming back from rehab, but it's not really that simple, especially when her best friend, Fezco, is a drug dealer. Like, Rue has no interest in honestly staying clean. The only person who may have some impact on Rue's ability to stay clean is the new girl in school, Jules. So Jules is very much a free spirit, but she does have her own, like, kind of dark past, and it relates to her experience being transgender. And so we see the two of them start to develop a friendship and potentially something more. Then moving on, we have the main It Girl friend group, which consists of Maddie, Cassie, and Kat. So Maddie is, like, this feisty Latina who's confident in herself, never lets anything get to her, and just does not back down from a fight. Then there's her best friend, Cassie, who's seen more of, like, as the innocent girl, very docile, because, you know, she's, like, blonde and has these big doe-eyed, doe eyes, I guess. She's always, like, doe-eyed in every scene. But she's got a boatload of problems, and they all really stem from never feeling loved and, like, she's good enough and deserving of love. And then she has a younger sister, Lexi, who was, like, really good friends with with Rue, prior to, like, Rue becoming an addict. And so they still have somewhat of a friendship. But like I said, Lexi's kind of a minor character in season one, but then develops more in season two. And so her, like, Lexi kind of hangs out with the group a little bit, as well as, like, Rue and Jules sometimes too. Like, you would never think that Rue would be friends with, like, Maddie, Kat, and Cassie, but, you know, they know each other and they run in the same circles sometimes and, like, the same parties and whatnot. And, like, lastly in the friend group is Kat, who really is, like, the character out of everyone who struggles with her identity and figuring out who she is as a person in her friend group, in high school, and, like, just in general, and trying to figure things out. And I feel like most people relate the most to her character in a sense. And then the last main character is Nate Jacobs, who's played by Jacob Elordi. He's the captain of the football team, dating Maddie, who's a cheerleader. So he seems to be, you know, the typical popular jock, but he has some major secrets and issues, you know, starting with his control and anger problems. And honestly, it just keeps going. Like, that's just the surface. And a lot of them are because of his father, which you'll learn about. But basically, in a nutshell, it's about this batch of characters in high school, the drama that ensues, you know, wild parties, football games, pep rallies, I don't even know, all the typical stuff, but it's just taken to a much higher degree in the maturity, like both literally and figuratively. It's not for everyone, but if you are the least bit curious, like go for it. It's only 16 episodes. It has been renewed for a third season, so you won't be like hanging on worried if there's a cliffhanger, which there kind of is. And the last thing I'll say though is that all of these actors deserve multiple awards because their acting capabilities is just astronomical. I mean, they have to trip as if they're like tripping on drugs a lot of the time. They have to have these insane breakdowns, crying, like all these sort of like drastic things to be done, and like doing it on cue is just insane. So job well done to like literally the entire cast of Euphoria. And I think also if you're more of like a film buff, like more so than I am, you'll probably you know, enjoy the cinematography and the you know, scoring of the show and the different types of music that they include for different scenes. And you know, I'm sure there's still a lot that's lost on me because I'm not such a huge like film critic. You know, this is a critically acclaimed show, and you guys know Not So Critically Acclaimed is the name of the game. So I would say like a lot of the stuff is probably still lost on me. Like I get the gist, but some of the more like artistic decisions I feel like go a little bit over my head. But anyway, that is Euphoria. Like I said, you can stream it on HBO Max super quick. Season 2 just finished, so you don't have to like wait for the next episode because usually it's once a week. But make sure that you then tune back in on Wednesday for part 2 if you have already seen all of season 2, or if you catch up between this episode and then Wednesday, because I'm going to be joined by a fellow TikToker as my guest, and we're going to chat all things Euphoria, probably mostly season 2 just because that just came out and it's fresh in my head, and obviously season 2 just builds on season 1 and things overlap, but we'll talk about some other things, you know, other shows and movies I'm sure too as it relates to her content, and just in general. So make sure to tune in for that and be sure to follow at Not So Critically Acclaimed both on Instagram and TikTok for all the latest updates. But again, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.